This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Boniface. The saint we know as Boniface was born in Devonshire, England, about 680 A.D., and was given the name of Winfrid at baptism. When he was just 5 years old, several monks visited his home, and their conversations about religion led him to decide that he would become a monk. 2 years later, he was sent to a monastery school near Exeter, and then to the Abbey Nursling near Winchester. He did so well with his studies that when he finished, he was given the job of the school's director. He was a good teacher, and his lectures were often hand-copied and passed from student to student. For his better pupils, he compiled the first Latin grammar known to have been written in England. He was ordained a priest in the Order of St. Benedict when he was 30 years old, but continued to teach school, basing all of his instruction upon the Bible. However, his greatest love was to work with the foreign missions and to teach Christianity to the pagans in Northern and Central Europe. The area included all of present-day Germany, and the languages of the different tribes had similarities with Saxon, which he spoke. He set out to a region in northern Germany called Friesland in 716, but found the pagan ruler so opposed to his work that he was forced to return to England. In 719, he journeyed to Hesse in southern Germany, but this time he carried with him an official letter from the Pope, giving him permission to travel and to teach about Christ. Now his name was changed to Boniface, because it was on this saint's feast day that he received his special letter. Boniface was able to travel freely throughout the area, and instructed with so much success that within 2 years he was called to Rome, where he was appointed regional bishop in charge of the entire area of present-day Germany, which covers about 137,000 square miles. He was also given a letter in which the Pope asked Charles Martel, sometimes called the Hammer, to place Boniface's work under his protection. Boniface was determined to change the pagan superstitions which hindered the people from accepting Christianity. One such superstition was the worship of a large oak tree. Boniface publicly announced that he would chop it down on a certain date. When the day arrived, a large crowd saw their god crash to the ground and split into four pieces while Boniface stood unharmed. The pagans' gods had been proven powerless, but the number of converts grew each day. Now Boniface found people willing to listen, but he needed to provide skilled teachers. He asked many religious from England to come and build new monasteries, which were soon spread throughout the country, and which in time provided a large number of native missionary saints. He was given a new title of Archbishop of Germany, which allowed him to appoint new bishops and create new dioceses in which the education of new priests would be made more uniform. He was then given the title of Legate, or representative of the Pope. In this office, he was able to influence the religious growth of entire kingdoms. After Charles Martel died, Boniface asked the permission of his sons, Pepin and Carloman, to hold several synods and a general council, which included both Germany and Gaul, which is today modern France. Through this council, he was able to stop the sale of church offices to the highest bidder and improve the level of learning among the priests. Finally, he was appointed papal representative of France, which covered about 200,000 square miles, with the city of Mainz, Germany, to be his permanent residence. Boniface relied heavily upon the support of Kings Carloman and Pepin. They helped to establish order in an otherwise turbulent period when clans and tribes fought between themselves and kings sought to control in order to establish a higher level of nationalism. As Boniface became older, he delegated his work to younger men and devoted his time again to the missionary field. It was on one such trip in 754 to conduct a confirmation class in pagan lands that he and 52 companions were attacked by a group of pagans. He asked that they not fight, saying, "Let us put our hope in God. He will save our souls." All of the company were murdered. The body of Boniface was taken to the monastery in Fulda, where it remains to this day. St. Boniface was a missionary. It was through his efforts that the church was to help stabilize the people in Germany and France, which prepared the way for Charlemagne's establishment of order in the Holy Roman Empire under the Franks. We too are missionaries, with opportunities given to us to be witnesses for Christ. We cannot know the future impact of our good or bad actions, but it is by these that we will be judged when we die. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words. Or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.